Hi guys, welcome back to DT Unhinged via the drink break. I have a question.
Yes.
Who do you think you would beat me in an actual match? Not when we train, I'm talking like actual match. If we actually like played for real.
Okay. This is a very heavy question because I think shot production wise, you are better than me in every category except serve.
What?
I serve faster than you. You can't act shocked, you know this. And I think if we did like a first serve percentage count, it would be like kind of similar, probably. If we did like an ace count or like unreturnable serves, I'd win on that. But as far as like off the ground goes, even most likely at the net, like you have better technique and you have better shot making ability. And most of the time, you actually hit it harder than me. Like, I'm not gonna say most of the time, like 95% of the time, you hit it harder than me. And you agree with that, right?
So do you reckon
Do you agree with that?
that I hit the ball harder than you?
Yes.
Yes. But
Yes.
I don't agree with your serve comment because your serve can go walkabouts.
Do you think you serve faster than me? Yes or no?
I can.
No, you can't. Okay, maybe if I'm hitting a second serve and you're hitting a first
I feel
serve.
like you don't really use the strength that you have,
What strength?
like to your
What
advantage.
strength?
Exactly, which is why I think I can serve faster than you.
Okay, if so, I haven't been training much. Agree with that?
Yes.
Okay,
But
so,
when do you ever?
but it's always better when I'm at the back of the court helping you compared to if I'm on the court hitting with you and trying to help you.
Yes.
Okay, so when you couldn't get a hit, at Olympic Park, and we were playing maybe a couple of practice points. I'm going to say 20 points. How many times when I was serving did the ball go past you? Bit quiet now, aren't we? Or when you could get the ball, how many times did the ball go over the net?
Okay, that's practice. I'm talking actual
It's the
match.
same thing. It would be the same thing.
That was just an off day for me.
I yeah, and the sky's blue. But as far as like just playing points, like okay, you'd be controlling most of the points, but you are gonna hit the same really good aggressive shot. I will drop shot you, make you run. Even though you're controlling most of the points, I'll just hit a defensive drop shot, force you to run in, and then I'll hit a great lob over your head. Or like if you're, I'm not saying I would wipe you off the court because I absolutely wouldn't. You would hit some fantastic winners against me. You would.
But you wouldn't be able to run all day and defend all day
I
because I
know,
am
but
fitter than you.
I can still, yeah, and I agree with that, but I can still hit winners against you. You
Yes.
will probably hit more winners against me than I will against you, but if I'm quick enough to get your ball back, which I am, and I'm not saying you don't hit a slow ball because you hit a very, very fast, good and accurate ball, but I am quick enough to run down the shots that you hit.
But you're not fit enough to do that all day, though.
If I make enough balls, so okay, in the women's game, how many women slice? Like
Not many.
consistently, right? So let's say I'm defending the ball and I hit a slice forehand on the stretch. Are you, if it's like an aggressive slice of somewhat, even though I'm just trying to get the ball back or I'm trying to level the defense to more of a neutral position, are you going to be comfortable in that next shot if I hit a really aggressive slice defending like maybe a meter inside the baseline?
No,
I'm not going to
but
say you're
I
going to be.
could be if I ran in and just put it away.
And what if I'm on the stretch and I say, oh, I'm just gonna pass you?
I don't think you're good enough to do that.
Ah, interesting. But what if I hit it at you, yeah, the volley would come back, but I will run down that volley and I'll hit a winner off that.
But you're not good in, like, you're not fit enough to do that all day, is what I'm saying. I will outlast you.
Okay, so I think during your preseason, after you've had
Yeah,
like a
we should settle
fair bit
this.
of training, we're gonna have a proper match, and you will be having a better ball quality than me, and I will win the match. And
no,
I would.
You can't. You simply can't win a match against me if you haven't done the work.
You'd be surprised. No. And it's nothing about like you. It's just me. It's just me. But I do agree with you in a sense of like I'm not fit enough because, okay, I can do that, and I can beat you. And if we played probably 10 times, I would most likely get injured around like the fourth or the fifth because I haven't been doing enough strength work maybe, or I haven't been hitting enough in general. But if we were to just play like a one-off, I think I'd win. I'm not going to say I think I'd win. I know I'd win, but the next day I would be very, very sore because of my fitness. You would be ready to go again. That is the difference. And yes, you have more endurance than me because of that. And you're stronger than me in that sense. But if we were to just play a match and it's just like a one-off match, not a let's play a match and then the next day we have to play another match and then the next day we have to play another match. It's just the one match, I would win.
I think the only reason you would win though is because you would get under my skin.
But you're saying I'd win. But you're saying I'd win.
That's the only way that you would win.
And
if you did win.
Would I get under your skin with the way I'm playing?
Yes.
So it's not anything where I'm like making sarcastic comments or I'm not doing anything extremely unsportsmanlike. It's just the way I'm playing.
Yes, which is...
So coming back to my first comment, which is the checkmate and the nail in the fucking coffin is you have a better ball quality than me and you can produce some unbelievably good shots that I can't, but I would beat you only because of the way I can play and two, it's not sexist, it's a fact, men are faster than women. Do you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay. So let's say you're one of the fastest female tennis players on the tour. Can you get back one of the best forehands or backhands, like one of the best men in the world can hit?
Yeah.
If you're one of the fastest females on the tour?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Why wouldn't I be able to get that back?
I don't. So Coco Gauff's probably the fastest female tennis player on the tour, right? If Shelton or Nadal, when he flattened it out, has a big forehand.
People have arms though? And there's a racket.
How are they gonna get? They have to move their legs to get there.
Exactly. Coco, what? She's tall. She's got long arms. A racket. You're saying she can't get that back? He's got one of the biggest forehands. You said he's got one of the biggest forehands in tennis right now. She hands down would get that back.
Where do
easily.
You? Okay. Sabalenka is number one in the world in the women, right?
Yes.
Here's a good question. What ranking would she be if she was a male?
Fair point.
What ranking would she be?
Probably my ranking.
So around like the 200 in the world, or yeah. 190 in the world. Okay. What ranking is Kokkinakis?
No idea what.
He's around the 70 in the world, right?
Because you... The comment you said was
Did you not realize you're contradicting yourself with these two things?
No, I don't understand what you're saying.
Sabalenka, number one in the world? Yeah, let's put her at around like 200 in the men ranking. That's what you're saying.
Your question was, the man who has the biggest forehand in the world, can the fastest woman get it back?
That's not what you said, though.
That's what your question was.
Do you think...
He's got one of the best forehands.
He does have one of the best forehands.
And she's
if he is, let's say, a meter behind the baseline, or let's say around on the baseline, and he's crunching a forehand at full speed, full accuracy, is Gauff getting there?
Yes.
D, almost every single male tennis player on the tour is not getting that back. And Gauff is not faster than...
They can't move.
What?
Gauff is fast.
Uh-huh.
Why wouldn't she be able to get his forehand back?
Because she is not faster than some of the men on the tour. If she's the fastest...
But what are you talking about? We're not talking about how fast the men are.
How do you...
It's the speed of the forehand.
Yes.
Yes, and she can get that back.
Okay, no. If I'm not talking about cock hitting a big forehand and it's going to you. I'm talking about...
if she's running from one side to the other, she's going to get that.
So...
you are forgetting that people have arms.
And you need legs to move to the ball. You're forgetting that.
But she's fast.
She's not quicker than a lot of male players. A lot.
Like who?
Like most.
Like who?
Demonor's quicker than her?
No.
Have you seen the Olympics? You understand.
What color are those people?
There are so many things you're saying that cannot be aired. No, so Cox's forehand is enormous.
Yes.
And why is that funny?
But Coco would run and get it back. It wouldn't be a pretty shot. She would tap it in, but she would get there.
Do you agree there are faster male tennis players than there are with Coco Gauff? You're rating her number one speed female tennis player.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree there is more faster male tennis players than there are than Coco Gauff?
Maybe.
There is at least one, let's say, right?
Yes.
Okay. I don't believe if Cock is putting everything he has behind that shot that anyone is getting that ball.
I would get it.
If it's...
if I really wanted to, I would get there.
And then you'd wake up and you'd be like, oh, what a crazy...
when there's a will, there's a way.
There's also delusion. Thank you for watching this very short segment of DTN Unhinged.
Make sure you vote for who you think would win.
Between Destiny and myself in a practice match. In a best of three sets practice match.
Everyone who's going to vote is going to be a man.
I'm pretty sure your female friends would think I'd win as well.
If they do, then they're fake. And I'm cutting them off.
Yeah, here you have it. Destiny won't have any friends by the end of the video.
Well, is that a surprise?
Don't talk. Just look into that camera and look pretty. As you always do. Thank you for watching this short segment of DTN Unhinged. More to come very soon. Sponsored by The Drink Break. Thank you.